smiled. Thank you, but I'm not hungry. You're not? He asked, as if he knew something she didn't. Nope, not hungry at all. There was a silence between the two where Sophie decided that she had made her point. So returning to the magazine, she stared at the words, barely able to concentrate. It didn't take long before her point was lost. With a loud rumble that she was sure the stranger could hear, her stomach growled, turning her creamy face a bright red. Are you sticking to that story? The man asked from the other side of the magazine. Sophie's wide blue eyes popped up for only a second to find his amused face staring back. She was embarrassed and prayed that it didn't happen again. It did, and this time louder. Sophie flinched at the sound. Uh-huh, he cajoled. When her stomach did it again, this time long enough for anyone listening to hear, she relented. She knew that accepting his treats meant that she wouldn't be able to get rid of him until she boarded, but she didn't consider that an entirely bad thing. Okay, I'll eat your Danish. And you may as well have the coffee. You're gonna need to wash it down with something. Fine, I'll have the coffee too, she conceded through a flirtatious smile. As Sophie pulled the Danish out of the bag, she could feel his stare. Between